All right, folks, listening to Ear Candy here on Local FM. I'm Mark O'Connor. Maybe you're listening in the Voice of Bombay in the heart of Grosmorne National Park. Sydney and Caper Radio. Perhaps you're tuning in on Boomer Radio, maybe at CKXU in Lethbridge, Alberta, along the Old Man River. Maybe in Cowichan Lake, wherever you're listening. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Got a good one lined up for you. Let's get started with some Black Keys. This one here is from their record Brothers. It's called She's Long Gone, Long Gone.
Try to pass them through. Hard to relax, traveling as you do.
Yes, that's Woke Myself Up, none other than Julie Dwyron. Well, she's a native of Moncton, right? So from my home province, I'm broadcasting here from the Thomas J. Condon Student Center at the University of New Brunswick St. John campus, so we can claim her as one of our own. She's close enough. I think she might live in Sackville these days. I don't know. You can't keep track of where artists live. Just like the rest of the world, everyone's mobile. Everyone moves around. Anyway, that's off of her record called I Woke Myself Up. Hope I didn't wake you up. But before that, we heard 5440, Once a Killer. Interesting name. Now, when I listen to the song, of course, it makes sense. But the title, Once a Killer, you feel like the next line is going to be Always a Killer? Like, what? Where do you go with that? Anyway, I do love that song. I wouldn't get too creepy with that. Sharp Sounds, The Sheepdogs before that, and we got this whole set started off, the whole shebang started off with The Black Keys off of Brothers, She's Long Gone, and I think everyone would agree that was the best Black Keys record to date. The show is a music program. I actually went one song too many in that set, more than I wanted, so we'll just get on to the next act, which is Blitzen Trapper. Yep, what a strange name. But cool because it kind of sticks in your head. And the so-called story, origin story that gets circulated around, who knows if it's true or not? You know, things that float around in the internet. My wife likes to go to Snopes.com to find out if these things that go around, these jokes and these stories and stuff, if, you know, where do they come from? And usually Snopes.com can put you straight. But anyway, the story about Blitzen Trapper apparently was that Eric Early, who's the songwriter singer for Blitzen Trapper, was in grade school, and one of the young gals that went to him in grade school drew a picture, and he said, "What's that?" And she said, "Blitzen Trapper," because somebody was catching the reindeer, so she'd set out a trap to catch Blitzen because that was her favorite. And I guess he kept in his head. Who knows if that's true? Anyway, we're going to hear a track from Destroyer of the Void. That's the fifth Blitzen Trapper record. They're hard at work on their eighth one as we broadcast this program. Looking forward to that. So Destroyer of the Void, the song is called Sadie, here on Ear Candy.
Sadie, make a stay. If only for another day. Shoulder. blades in sunlight. It never seems to feel right. 'Cause I can never change. Yeah, I can never change. Changes to allow the plan.
Yeah, that's the Raconteurs from Consolers of the Lonely. You don't understand me. Chances are, if you've been on this planet for a few laps around the sun, that you might have said that yourself at some point. Just a very common human refrain. I'm just misunderstood. Yes, that's Jack White and Brendan Benson's little band. I was going to say side project, but really they made two great records. I don't know why they kind of folded and didn't make a third record and keep on going, because they were really good. But, you know, we got two good records. You can get Broken Boy Soldier, record number one, or Consolers of the Lonely, record number two, and all kinds of great tunes on those records. And before that, we heard Sadie from Blitzen Trapper. You know, sometime on this program, I'm going to play a song. I think it's called Fur, and it's a real campfire. Like, if you go to a YMCA camp or some sort of summer camp, and there's a campfire and a guitar and a sing-along, apparently this song is extremely popular. So maybe I'll throw that one on just because I hear that it's kind of taken on a life of its own. Just have to cue it up someday. Cue it up. All right. Now, you know, I love unique, original music. You know, the program is Ear Candy, and maybe I'll just tell you a few words about the program. Maybe it's your first time hearing it, or maybe I've just never kind of given you a hint about the program. It just seems kind of random. But, you know, we play new artists, obscure artists, right alongside some old favorites. We don't play hits. That's not part of the campus and community radio station's mandate whatsoever, so we try to avoid that. But you know, we can play stuff that from very famous bands that is rather obscure but great. So we play well-known bands, maybe bands who no longer can make it on the radio. They had their heyday and now they're just too old, and radio has its ageism kinds of things. So we pick it up here because we know that you like that stuff. So stuff that's well-known but not hits, artists that are well known, artists that are obscure, and just try to show that, and new stuff, a good new song. Man, there's just nothing like that, in my opinion. That's what I like the most. Well, we're going to go back in the history books for this next one. This is one of the most unique artists of all time. Her name is Kate Bush. She's a Brit, an English rose. And she released a record early in her career called Never Forever. And she had a whole story about a lady named Babushka. So here it is on Ear Candy.
She was beautiful. Shout it out, I'm dress I'm wearing doesn't hide the secret I have tried concealing. When he left, he promised me that he'd be back by the time it was revealing. The sun behind a cloud just cast a crawling shadow o'er the fields of clover. And time is running out for me. I wish that he would hurry down from Dover. He's been gone so long, when he left the snows deep up on the ground. And I have seen a spring and summer pass, and now the leaves are turning brown. At any time, a tiny face will show itself, 'cause waiting's almost over. But I won't have a name to give it if he doesn't hurry down from Dover. My folks weren't understanding when they found out they sent me from the home place. My daddy said if folks found out he'd be ashamed to ever show his face. My mama said I was a fool, and she did not believe it when I told her that everything would be all right, 'cause soon he would be coming down from Dover. I loved him more than anything, and I could not refuse him when he needed me. He was the only one I'd loved, and I just can't believe that he was using me. He couldn't leave me here like this. I know it can't be so, it can't be over. He wouldn't make me go through this alone. Oh, he'll be coming down from Dover. My body aches, the time is here. It's lonely in this place where I'm lying. Our baby has been born, but something's wrong. It's much too still, I hear no crying. I guess in some strange way she knew she'd never have a father's arms to hold her. And dying was her way of telling me he wasn't coming down from Dover.
Oh,
Steve Miller Band and the Steak off of Book of Dreams. And before that, we heard Down from Dover, the one and only Dolly Parton and Kate Bush, Babushka. Now, you might think that there would be no connection whatsoever between Kate Bush and Dolly Parton. And there is. I mean, it's not a direct connection, but get this. In 1987 or thereabouts, whenever it was that Peter Gabriel released that giant record that had Big on it and whatever, he had a duet with Kate Bush called Don't Give Up. That was a MTV kind of hit and was played, and you might remember that tune. Well, everyone thought, yes, well, Kate Bush had guested on one of Peter's earlier records. They did Games Without Frontiers, a classic track. That was great. You know, she's the one he goes to when he needs a female voice on a song. But that's not actually true. What he did was he wrote the song and had Dolly Parton's voice in mind and asked Dolly if she would do it with him. Now, Dolly would have been a big star at the time, and Peter Gabriel was, you know, had more of a cult following. He hadn't broken through in the mainstream in any way, shape, or form. So she said no. And I'm sure Peter didn't say, "Hey, Kate, my first choice, Dolly, just turned me down. Do you think you would come over and do some vocals on this song I've got?" And it ended up being a big hit. But there you go. So Kate Bush and Dolly Parton are linked. I don't know how many degrees of separation that might be, but there's a connection. A weird, obscure music connection that only someone like me would actually know about, I guess. All right, we're just going to keep on motoring along here. I'm going to play actually a young band, a Swedish duo, young girls, who have made a real name for themselves. My wife likes them. My daughter, it's one of her favorite bands. I'm talking about First Aid Kit. And off their very first record, or maybe it was their second record, I'm not too sure. The first record I've heard, and they had a song that gained a lot of notoriety called The Lion's Roar. And we're going to hear that one next on Ear Candy. First Aid Kit.
Now the pale morning sings of forgotten things. She plays the tune for those who wish to overlook the fact that they've been blindly deceived by those who preach and pray and teach. But she falls short and the night explodes in laughter. But don't you come here and say
we'll be right back. back to me. We'll be right back.
trouble bring? Are sheep of black? So I ain't convinced. Took a trip to the smoke, and she hasn't been back since.
The girls are young, a little dumb, and they're going it alone. My boys, it's all the same tonight. You've gotta make the choice. No need to serenade her now. Don't waste that pretty voice.
Yeah, but this is life we're living. Life ain't always about forgiving. She's my lady in a summer dress. This is life we're living. Life ain't always about forgiving. I took her on back home. I hadn't seen the bed in months, but I hadn't been alone. I got pulled over, whiskey in my feet. Bump baby's a hospital, blood came pouring out of me. Yeah, but this is life we're living. Life ain't always about forgiving. She's my lady in a summer dress. The last thing that she'll see. Come looking for me. She come looking for me. She gonna find me on the floor. She'll find me on the floor. Life ain't always about forgiving. She's my lady in a summer dress. She'll find me on the floor. She's my lady in a summer dress. She'll find me on the floor. She's my lady in a summer dress.
And that's July Talk and a track called Summer Dress. Yeah, my lady in a summer dress. Good stuff. Think July Talk. It's a Toronto band and another record. That's off their self-titled record called July Talk. And this new record is just around the corner. I think they tour like maniacs. I always think, man, that's going to be hard on relationships and life in general and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I know that we've got Skype and stuff, but still, what a, I don't know, you got to love doing what you're doing to get out there and tour as hard as that band does. Before that, we heard Young Atlantis, that's A.C. Newman, for one of his solo collections, one called Get Guilty. And he's the lead guy for the New Pornographers, but every now and then he does a solo record. And we at the top of the set, we heard The Lion's Roar, First Aid Kit. Yeah, you know what? We're getting toward the end of the show. Oh, it goes by so quick. I hope you're enjoying yourself. I know I'm enjoying myself. I'm gonna leave you with a new tune from a band called Tons. Now, I've played some of their songs, their previewed songs that they released as singles in advance of their record on previous episodes of Ear Candy, and I always screw the band name up, the members of the band up. And that's because I really look hard at it. There's only three people, and you're thinking, how could I screw that up? Why can't I remember? Okay, let me get this right. Chris Murphy, he is the bass player, sometimes drummer, songwriter, singer in Sloan. He's in this band, Tons. And Mike Murphy, see, two Murphys. He's from a group called the Super Friends. So you got two Murphys. And then you got Mike O'Neill, right? Two Mikes. So two Murphys, two Mikes. Mike O'Neill, who was in a band called the Inbrids. And they've all combined up. And I guess you would call it a super group if we could ever use that term. I think, in fact, this band has a real sense of humor. They said they would use the term supergroup, except that the record would actually be good. And it is. Very popular, lots of harmonies, that kind of stuff. We're going to hear a track off it called I Can't Wait Forever. And then I'll probably maybe have a minute to say goodbye to y'all. So let's go with Tons, which could be called Tunes, T-U-N-S. the Technical University of Nova Scotia. That's where they get their inspiration from here on Ear Candy.